Hello and Merry Christmas. This is Mark Cameron here. Now, holidays are supposed to be a time of year where gathering with your family, but it can be a reminder of disconnection and loss. Now, I have a blended family, and if you have a blended family, you probably had to spend some holidays without some of your family members around, which can be hard. When my stepdaughter was younger, she would go spend Thanksgiving or Christmas out of state with her dad's side of the family, so we only got to have half of our holidays without her throughout her childhood. But on top of my wife and I having our own blended families, I've had to blend in with families since the year 2000 when I moved from the U.S. Now, some of those times had loneliness, especially when I'd call my family and see them celebrating together without me. But thankfully, I also had times when others invited me in to share the holiday festivities with their families, and I made some good memories, like my first Thanksgiving in the USA, when my friend Jeff, whose dad was a colonel in the Army, snuck me into the largely empty West Point Military Academy on Thanksgiving Day for an unofficial tour. Or Thanksgiving Day 14 years ago, when I was a single dad, and I had a friend who invited me to come along with him to his neighbor Greg's house. Now, Greg was in his 50s back then, and he's never been married, but he's got a big house, and he's got a big heart, and he loves to invite people who have nowhere to go for a big holiday celebration. And he does this every year. And even after I got married, my family have spent several Christmases with him and other misfits. Now, Greg's hospitality reminds me of the story Jesus told in Luke 14 about a king who invited guests to a banquet, and the people who invited made excuses. And then he told his servants to go out and invite the poor and the needy to come and fill his house. Now, Jesus said, when you give a banquet, don't just invite your relatives and friends who might invite you back, but invite those who cannot repay you and you'll be blessed. And I'm thankful for my friend Greg and his heart to love others and his hospitality that mirrors what this story tells us to do. So here's my challenge to you. If you have a big family to spend the holidays with, look around for someone lonely who you might be able to invite. And if you're lonely, look around for a few other lonely people, and maybe you can create a mismatched family gathering where you make something and share and you spend the holiday together. And who knows, it might be a new holiday tradition. So however you choose to spend the holiday, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.